Okay. The last thing we were discussing, the issue of Nedarim. I want to finish with that today and then move on to the next part of the Gemara. So again, just to get us back to where we were, the Gemara here in Beis Amud Aleph through Beis Amud Beis, just the last few lines again, in the context of discussing a linguistic question, because initially I said Hakol Shochtin Ushchitas and Kshera. The word Hakol, they were discussing, does it mean Mechatchila or B'dieved, bringing different examples from different sources. So one of the sources they bring is, again, if you have here on Beis Amud Aleph, the little Aleph you'll see on the in the beginning of the line, it's seven lines from the bottom. Ela hakol marichin v'nerachin nodrin v'nidarin hachanami d'lechatchila. So one of the proofs that they bring is from the Mishnah in Erechin, which says that if you want to assess a value in order to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, so you can have any target, in other words, any example that you want to use to donate funds, you can use anybody as your target amount. That's hakol nerachin, hakol marichin. Anybody can be the donator. No drin v'nidarim. The same is true if you don't want to go through the Torah's defined system, but through the value in the shuk. So no drin v'nidarim. So the point of the quotation here is the Mishnah says hakol, but hakanami b'lechatchila. Is that possible? That's a lechatchila. That it's preferable. That it's positive manifestation to be involved in Nedarim or Arachim. V'aksiv, Torah says, V'chi techdal endar lo yeh b'chachet. That if you abstain or refrain from involving yourself in Nedarim, you don't incur any kind of prohibition. V'aksiv, it also says, in Koheles, Tov asher lo tidar, misha tidar v'lo t'shalem. It's better not to donate, or to pledge, I should say, if you're going to be remiss in fulfilling your pledge. The Tanya, and then we learned that Tov mizeh mizeh she'ein eno dekalikar divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the best thing is to abstain from the darim completely, meaning even if you intend to fulfill your pledge, it's better not to pledge at all. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees, lo kamar ela ba'omar harezu. He says that's true when it comes to donations, which are immediate. Avalama harei alai, but if he is not talking about a donation, but a pledge. Difference being, again, when I donate, I take an animal and I say, this animal is a korban. Now, if something happens to the animal, there's no chiyuv achrayus. Meaning, the animal gets hit by lightning a minute later after I said harezu, that's not my problem. That's unfortunate that the, you know, Beis HaMikdash will not get its korban, but I said harezu, I already was makdish the animal, it's not my problem. If I say harei alai, right, I pledge, so if something happens to the designated animal, then I would be responsible, because basically the pledge is different. It's delayed, but on the other hand, it requires that we execute. In any case, basically what the Gemara here is telling us is that this is a fundamental debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says it's better to avoid not only the Darim, but even the Davos. Even though they're immediate, still one should avoid them. The Darim should be avoided, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Meir. The Davos, Rabbi Yehuda says, can be a positive experience. So basically, what we're being told is that Lechatchila, according to Rabbi Meir, you should avoid all the Darim and the Davos. Even Rabbi Yehuda only qualifies this. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that not all Hakols are Lechatchila. What we were discussing last week was the following. What is wrong with making the Darim? Especially talking about Nidrei Gavoa here, pledging to a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, what's wrong with that? Normally we think that pledging is a good thing. So we already mentioned Rebbe Gershom, who says, the alternative is not to give. It's to give without pledging. Just give. That's Rebbe Gershom. But the simple reading of the Gemara is we'll be willing to concede some giving because we're not willing to risk Nedarim. What's wrong with Nedarim? So what we discussed last week was the first approach, which is the majority approach of the Rishonim, based on the Gemara in Nedarim, which we have here on the sheet. The Gemara, the Mishnah Nedarim number one, is a very striking expression of how one should avoid Nedarim. If you look at the second entry on page 4, it says, Kenidre Rishonim, this is the Mishnah Nedarim. Kenidre Rishonim, Nodar benazir b'karban u'b'shvua. If a guy says, I want to be noder like Rishayim do. Okay? I can't imagine somebody would want to say that, but let's say, I want to be noder in the fine tradition of the Rishayim. So then, his neder is chal, whether it's neder, nazirus, karban, shvua, or if he says kenidrek sherim, it's like a contradiction in terms, because sherim are not noder. So lo amar klum. Kenidbo sam, noder benazir b'karban. But if he says like the nedava of sherim, that's not a stira min eubay. There's nothing particularly absurd or counter definitional to that, and therefore it's fine. So the Gemara explains, Kenidrek Sherim Lo Maklum, the next piece, Kenidvo Sam Nadar Chule, Mantana, the Shinilam Benedel and Zava, Lema Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Huda. Neither Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Huda, it seems. Who's the author of the Mishnah? The Tanya, Tova Shalot Tidar, Tov Mizel Mizesh, Ena Nodar Kalikar. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Tov Mizel Mizesh, Nodar Mishalein. So it sounds like they argue about the Darin and the Davos, whether or not one should avoid them, or one should be careful to fulfill them. So the Gemara says, "I feel the tamer Rabbi Meir. Kikam Rabbi Meir ben Neder ben Nedava lo ka'amar." Really, they argue about Neder, but Nedava, even Rabbi Meir agrees. That's against our Gemara. The Haktani kenidva sam Nadar ben Nazir b'Karban. It shouldn't say Nadar if it's a Nedava because it should use the word Nadav. The Gemara says, "Tani Nadav ben Nazir b'Karban." Right? You should change the text to the word Nadav. Then the Gemara says, Maishna noder delo. What's wrong with being noder? This is the question we're all wondering about. What sounds like a glorious tradition, pledging? So the answer is, Dilma osibul de takala. That's the problem. We're worried that there's too much risk. Right? It's going to cause some infraction. We'll explain in a minute. Then the Gemara says, Nadava namilo. Then there should be a problem with Nadava as well. So the Gemara says, after all, because Dilma osiba liday takala, there are takalas in the Dava too. So the Gemara says, Kihil lazakein. Titania, Amro, hilazakein, shalemal adam ba'olosa kol yamav, nebiya kishichul lazaro makdisha, the somech aleha, the shochta. Meaning, he would bring his animal, he would keep it chulin to the last minute, only then would he change it into kadshim, and therefore it was a mi'ila proof system that he had. Basically, to make this long story short, what we already did was, we saw there are various views of the Rishonim. What is the takala? What are we worried about here? Well, what's the danger? Lo yachal devaro. There's an issue in the Torah. If you don't fulfill your neder, you violate the neder. Lo yachal devaro. Possibly meila, right? If you trespass, if you designate an animal to be a korban, and then you treat it like a regular animal in your neder, that's a problem of trespass, of meila. Possibly bal ta'acher. If you don't bring the animal as a korban within three regalim, so you violate losa acher. Not only that, we saw according to the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam disagrees, but we saw the Rambam, who said that if you delay the bringing of your pledge 3 months, not only do you violate bal ta acher, you violate lo yachal devaro as well.
Okay.
It's not a bit because you haven't lied, because you could still do it. It's a big enough chiddush for the Rambam to say that because you've ignored the time frame imposed by Bal Ta'acher, that it's considered Chilul Diburo. It's hard to say that it's Sheker until you do something that precludes ever being able to fulfill the neder. The Ramban says it's not even Lo Yachal Devaro. He says, listen, you've been negligent in terms of the time. You haven't been timely in your fulfilling of this vow. But as long as you can still fulfill it, why is it even Yachal Devaro? So that's what we discussed a little last week. So there's a whole school of thought which basically says that the problem of being noder and nodave is the risk that you take. It's a strange idea, but that's what the Gemara basically said. The Rav thought that this would work better if at least the risks were what I would call internal risks. Namely, there's something about what is constructive and positive about neder, right? And there's also within the darim risks that you take. So you make an internal cheshbon calculation, and you figure out whether or not it's worthwhile engaging in this whole process. There are constructive elements, but there are also dangerous aspects. Internally, it's not worthwhile. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying, and Rabbi Huda is agreeing as far as the Darim are concerned. So that's why the Rav labored hard to try to figure out that Bal Ta'acher, even though it applies beyond the Darim, it applies to tzedakah and other chiyuve gavoa. But in light of that Rambam and in light of where the psukim are, and I think there are some other writers as well, maybe there's a special element of Bal Ta'acher when it comes to Nezer. Me'ila as well, and Bal Yachel, of course. But either way, that is one whole approach. What I tried to do towards the end of last time, and what I want to pick up with now, is, I think, a different approach, one which is, I think, maybe even more ambitious. It's a little bit problematic to fit into the words of the Gemara, Choshil Takala, but, or Dima Asu de Takala, but I think we just need to understand that in a wider or a broader sense. What is that based on? I think it's based on a general attitude towards Avodas Hashem in the context of the balance that is required of keeping all the mitzvos. Sounds like a big statement. It is a big statement. Why do I say this? There are the following smaller indications first, and then the bigger ones. Number one, we do see that using Shavua and Neder to reinforce one's mitzvah obligations can be a very positive thing, even though it involves you in some measure of takala. Where do we see that from? The first entry on page 4. Minayin shenishvayim l'kayin es mitzvah. How do you know that when you make a Shavua to encourage or reinforce your commitment to do a mitzvah, that that's a good thing? Shenemar, quoting the Pasuk, Nishbati v'akayma l'shmor mishpatei tzidkecha. Question is, v'alo mushba v'yomen mar Sinai hu. Why is there a Shavua here? He's already obligated. The Torah imposed the equivalent of that commitment on him as one of the mitzvos. So the Gemara says, HaKamash Malon, D'shari le le'inish l'zruzei nafshe. If you are going to, you know, add a level of encouragement or affirmation of your obligation by means of a Shavua, that's good. Now, you could violate Layacha. But apparently, there is a constructive role of Shavua here. That's number one. Number two, when we talked about the Mishnah, we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that Nedavos, as opposed to Nedarim, are constructive, so you have to change the words and say Nadav Benazir Ubakarba instead of Nadar Benazir Ubakarba. So the Ran asked the question, what does that mean? What is the difference between saying Nadar Benazir Ubakarban and saying Nadav Benazir Ubakarban? Either way, it's the same, the zeros. If we're talking about a karban, I say there's a Nadava and there's a Nether. There's a huge difference. What is Harei Alai? The other is Harezu. One is immediate. The other one is future-oriented, which carries with it a Kabbalas Achrayas. They're just two different institutions. But if you're talking about Nazirus, Nazirus is I take upon the commitment of a Nazir. Right? Whether you use the language of Nadav Nazirus or Nadal Nazirus is immaterial. Substantively, the Neder and the Nadav of Nazirus seem to be the same. This is what the Ran asks. So the Ran answers, and the Ramban al-Taurus says something similar, that basically the difference is attitudinal. There's a difference between the perspective of a neder and the perspective of a nedava. And it goes as follows. A neder, by virtue of the fact that it is delayed, right, is more ambivalent. In other words, I want to do the right thing, but I'm not exactly ready to pull the trigger, to execute. So I pledge, but I don't actually fulfill. On the other hand, nedava, kishmo keinu, it implies a greater level of commitment and of the divus slave. Right? He's more enthusiastic about this. There's no reluctance at all. And as such, basically, it's purely an act of lishma. So what the Ran says is, it's true, when it comes to the other things, there's a difference between Harezu and Harei Alai. The pratim of Nadava and Neder are different. When it comes to Nazir, it's purely a question of motivation and attitude. Now that is very important, because on the surface, the question of motivation and attitude doesn't affect the level of risk. If we're doing a risk-benefit or cost analysis, trying to figure out whether it's worthwhile getting involved because of the constructive elements of neder and nedava, is it worth taking the risk, right? On the surface, the substantive issues are things that can be weighed. But what about the attitudinal issue? unless you say the attitudinal issue ends up impacting on the likelihood of transgression and violation, which is possible, but that is not absolutely clear. In other words, if you read the Mishnah the way the Ran did, it sounds like there's something else going on here. In addition to that, we had the line in the Ramban, which we read last time. The Ramban asked a very simple question. Polytosis asked a simple question. What is the problem with Nedava if you do it according to Hillel's Me'ila-proof method? Meaning you bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash right before you actually bring it as a Karban. So it's impossible practically for it to be... Where's the cost? Where's the risk? Okay. So different answers are given to this question. The Ramban gave a very fascinating answer. The Ramban's own view is that if you actually do Nedava according to Hillel's protocol, everybody will agree, even Rav Meir, that it's a fine thing to do. That's Ramban's own answer. Rashi's answer was, what we're concerned about is, if you start bringing Nedavos, you won't differentiate and you'll also make Nedarim, and you'll bring yourself to violate Lo Yachal. Those are two opposite extreme answers. In between, the Ramban has another suggestion, which is fascinating, and that is that the problem is we don't want you to bring too many karbanos, because there's a concern that if a person brings too many karbanos, he will use that as a kind of crutch in his religious life. He'll say, you know what, I don't have to worry about violating Averos B'Shogeg. Anyways, every week I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, being makar of karbanos, I'm covered. Now, he might be very sincere, right, but in the back of his mind, his act of righteousness, right, is also intended to ease, right, his obligation to be, you know, very, very careful, very scrupulous about his own behavior. So I consider this to be a good example of yohara. I mean, we have a concept of chumra. It's a topic which requires much more elaboration. We find different attitudes in halacha towards the concept of chumra. Sometimes we say, kol ha-machmir, tavo ala bracha. Sometimes we say, chumra is a wonderful thing. Other times we say things like the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, you know, that if a person is kol ha-potter min ha-davar v'yoseu, nikra hedyot. Right? He's considered a simpleton. Obviously a criticism. When somebody sits in the sukkah while it's raining, you know, significantly, so that Yerushalmi is invoked by Rabbeinu Simcha, and then later by the Ramah. Sometimes a Qumra is a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. And we have something in Halakha called a Yohara. Yohara basically means, Lo kol ha-rotze litalas Hashem, yitalas Hashem. Right? When you know, the Chassan wanted to say Kriyashma on the night of his wedding, so, you know, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, it's a Yohara. Lo kol ha-rotze litalas Hashem, it doesn't, what does it mean? But Rabbi Gamliel himself, by the way, did it, right? He said, but Rabbi Gamliel, he said, leave me alone, you know. He didn't say anything. Basically what he was saying was as follows. What is a Yohara? The same, obviously, sometimes the issue is the Chumra motivated by what and at the expense of what. That's one issue. Again, I don't want to go too deeply into the topic. I mean, what are you giving up for this Chumra in terms of, again, you're sitting in the sukkah and it's raining. So what about Simchas Yom Tov and Suda? And maybe you're being benefiting from this, from the Noi and the Atzei Sukkah Shalok HaLacha, meaning you're also risking some serious violations. It's not all Chumra. On the other hand, some Chumras are very good. Sukkah is just a great example because we find the biggest Kulas and the biggest Chumras all in Sukkah. Right? The Mishnah says in Sukkah, the certain Tanoim, they wouldn't have a drink of water outside the Sukkah. And they're spoken of in laudatory terms. Everybody agrees that lahalacha you're allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah, right? As long as you don't eat mizonos, hamotzi. Everybody agrees you're allowed to have water outside the sukkah. But we're praising those tanaim who they felt very strongly about this. That's a good chumrah. For them, it was a good chumrah. For those who didn't do it, it wasn't the criticism. Again, it's a bigger topic. Some chumras are good. Some chumras are at the expense of other things. And sometimes the issue is to fit in the totality of your religious life into the in a consistent way into this particular nihud. So a yora, the way I understand it at least, is always that issue. A yora means something that you do that might be inappropriate, might be appropriate for the next fellow. Because it depends what his status is and what your status is, why you're doing it, how it fits into the rest of your religious life. Again, let me just make it clear for people, shouldn't get the wrong impression. I'm not suggesting that people can't upgrade parts of their religious life at a time. I mean, you don't have to be perfect in all areas in order to take upon yourself a constructive chumrah. Sometimes you do things a little bit at a time. But you also don't want to take a chumrah upon yourself which is completely out of kilter with who you are, because psychologically that may end up covering for bigger flaws and bigger fallacies. And that's how I see this Ramban. I think that's part of it. Mexiki yora. I think in some cases we say it's a yora, and sometimes we say Mexiki yora, which also may be. Other people's perception of you also may be part of it. Meaning you have to think carefully. There's an aspect of gaiva to it, for sure. Meaning if you're not on a certain level and you're behaving in this way, then it's A, arrogant, B, the suspicion is that it's covering up for bigger flaws. And I think that's what the Ramban has in mind in this comment as well. What the Ramban is saying is, what's wrong with a nedava? And we can even do it in a mi'ila-proof fashion. The answer is, it may come at the expense, ironically, it looks great, looks wonderful. But, you know, psychologically, it might be overcompensation for not being more careful in an area which is more basic. And that's a problem. Having said that, so now let's look at some of the other makoros. And maybe we can develop an approach to this whole problem. The Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, which says, the Tanya, this is also on page 4, Rav Nosson Omer HaNoder Ke'ilu Ban Abama HaMekaimo Ke'ilu Makar V'Alav Karban. Very famous statement in the Gemara, understood differently by different mefarshim. What does it mean that a noder, a person who takes a vow, a pledge, it's like he's building a bama. Bama is a private base, a private mizbeach. Hamekaimo, when you fulfill the pledge, which normally is a good thing. Ki'il makar v'alav karban, it's like bringing a karban on the bama. What does it mean? So the Ran explains, the next piece, the shas iser bamos, meaning this is a negative thing. When there's a beis hamikdash, etc., and there's an iser bamos, you're not allowed to have your personal mizbeach. It's inappropriate to bring karbanos there. Why? You're very sincere. You want to bring the concept of karbanos wherever you live. What's wrong with that? V'nir v'einai, d'lachim medabin le'lebona, bama, v'shim d'salek adayti d'noder d'mitzvah kavid, d'rachmana asra b'mili d'yisura v'unami asra nashe, v'kamar d'toy. We're being told that it's a mistake, because you might think that the Torah imposes yisurim upon you, and you're a bigger tzaddik, and you expand those isurim, but that's a mistake. Why? The adaraba, the bona bama dami. Why? Per se, there's nothing wrong with chumrah, right? Kadesh atzmecha b'mutawach. There is room for chumrah. The problem here is denehidra achmana azari la kruve karbanos b'fnim azari de la losif ala livnos bama ulahakr b'chutz. Just because there's a value to bringing karbanos in the base of mikdash in the framework of the norm. Right, where there are chiyuvim, and there are all sorts of rules and regulations, and kohanim, etc., that doesn't mean that karbanos b'chutz are good too, as sincere as you might be. Hachanami, nehidra achmana asar alei dvarim asurim, so too, even though the Torah has macholos asuros and other isurim, ki mosif iyu amayd asar achmana pasha, ki inin sharmu b'yerushalmi perek poskim, lo dayecha b'mesh asra Torah, ele shata osra alecha dvarim acherim. Right, first you have to relate to the basic obligations. Only then, if then, can you add to them. The Shaykh Beinami Hailishna, Bishum de Noder Matis Bakarban, the Kivin Shain Karbana Ratsui, Nimsa Kibona Bama Umakriv Bakhutz. So this idea is alluded to by the Rambam, and I think if you look at the total position of the Rambam on this topic, I think something very interesting emerges, and that's what I want to finish with. If you look at the Rambam, look at on page 7. The Rambam in Shemona Prakim develops the following idea. Page 7. Shmona Prakim, the Rambam Paragdal. The Shmona Prakim is the Rambam's introduction to Avos. And he has Kishmo Kenu, 8 Prakim, 8 chapters. The middle chapter, the fourth chapter, is called Berefuas Chole Anefesh, spiritual therapy. Okay? Now, what does that mean? So the Rambam explains, Hapu'ulos Hashahim Tovos, Hein Hapu'ulos Hashavos. This is the Rambam's golden mean. Hamimutza'ot, Ben Shnei K'tzavot, which are, right, balanced between two extremes. Sheshneimra, both of which, meaning each of extreme, is detrimental. Ha'achad mehem yitur, ha'achad chisur. Hamalos, hein tchunos nafshios v'kinyanim, right, proper cultivation of proper values, are mimutzaim ben shtei tchunos ra'os, between the two extremes. Ha'achad mehem yisera, ha'acheret chasera. One should add that the golden mean is not a compromise and it's not a dilution. Right? It's meant to be the best of both extremes. It's meant to be a religious ideal. And one which is not, again, a mediocre compromise, but a passionate, ambitious road. Now, in the context of explaining the golden mean, so the Rambam says the following. Next, the last piece. If a fool comes and says, and he wants to add to the Torah, add macholos asuros to the list, or to restrict further, right, the physical intimacy of marriage, or he wants to give away everything that he owns, either to the poor or to the mikdash. Nosaf amashe b'torah min atzdaka v'akdeshos v'harachin. Yezeh osa maaseh rav hu layeda. He might be sincere, but he is misguided. V'yagia el hakatzeho echad, because it's not just what he does, which itself may be destructive, but it has a certain momentum pushing him to one of the extremes. It creates a complete imbalance in his personal halachic behavior. The Chacham has something to say on this matter. Listen to this. Big statement. Right? Something that nothing is more amazing than this. The who, the Gemara de B'nai Marava, the Chiva Nadarim. Dibur begnus osam amakabel malatzmam shvuos in the Dharma. Our topic exactly, right? It rejects or criticizes, rebukes people who take upon themselves shvuos unadarim, ad shenisharim kein asirim, until the point they become almost prisoners of their own creation, their own sincerity. V'amr shon v'zuah lashon. Rav Adi b'shem Rav Yitzchak called Ayecham Asher Osur L'Chatora El Shata Osur Alecha Devarim Acherim. The same quote that the Ran cites: Kol Anoder Kilu Banabama, Kol Ha Makriv Kilu Mekaimo. The Zehu Ha'inin Asher Zecharnu B'Shaveh Belo Tosefus Belo Kisar. Which means the following: this is a find, the Shmona Prakim. I happen to come across it kind of coincidentally in this context. I was doing something else at the same time. But basically, the Rambam sees the issue of being mekabel shvuos and nedarim upon oneself gratuitously or indiscriminately. I'll explain in a minute. He sees this as challenging the most basic rule of balance of the derech hamemutza, which is at the core of Hilchos Deos, nothing less. Now, if that's the case, then we would expect that the Rambam's view of this whole matter would be very nuanced. Because Ram himself explains at times when we do tilt a little bit in order to make sure that the balance is there. But you can't always be perfectly balanced. Right? In order to achieve a balance, right, you have to have, you know, sometimes a little bit of Tosefes and sometimes a little bit of Giron, all within the halachic norm, obviously. So we would expect that if the Rambam thinks that Tosefes Nedarim Ushvuos is all about balance, right, ambitious ideal balance in religious life, that he would be very flexible and very nuanced in how he actually applies this halacha. Okay, the setup. So, if we now look at the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam's view on this whole topic is extremely complex and sophisticated. He adds words to his psakim that don't appear in the Gemara at all, and you'll see how he mobilizes the different makoros in such a magnificent way to produce a certain sweeping picture, but a complex picture. Okay. Where is that? So let's look very quickly at the Rambam's psakim on this issue. The first one is Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav. This is page 5. Page 5. And this is a great example of the Rambam's innovative approach to many sugyas. Because the Rambam here, as we'll soon see, did not pick a particular line in the Gemara, or even a particular sugya alone. Sometimes he does that too. But to focus on. The Rambam saw this topic in the broadest terms and marshaled all sorts of different makaros to present a very complex picture. Okay. Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav. Now that I said all that, let's see if it's true. The Rambam says, Amar Harei Alai Kenidva Rishayim O Kenidvas Ksherim. This is a quotation of the Mishnah in the Darim Daf Pes. If a person says, I want to be like Nidre Rishayim or Nidvas Ksherim, She'ochalach or Imochalach Harei Z'Asur, Alfa Vishal Apirish. Meaning it's a good neder, it's a good nedava, because Nidre Rishayim and Nidve Ksherim are consistent. So far, Rambam is quoting the Mishnah. Amar kenidrei ksherim, lo nitzchai beklom, she'ena ksherim nodrim, and then the Rambam adds three words that don't appear in the Gemara or anywhere else. B'derech isur v'kas. What do you mean b'derech isur v'kas? The Mishnah just says, ksherim are not noder. The words isur and kas, man dekar shemayu. They don't appear anywhere. But for the Rambam, in order to balance all the evidence, we're going to have to qualify, because in order to for this to be a mainstay of the Derech HaMimutza, right, motivation, context, all these things are going to be crucial. So look what he does. Every single time he mentions this issue, he nuances it. The Derech Isavakas. Next one. Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel. It's already clear that the Rambam has left open the possibility of Neder and Shvua, even in the area of Nidre and Shvuos Isur, not just Gavoa, Karbanos. He's already left open, if it's not Derech Isur V'Kas, that this could be a very constructive, right, phenomenon. Next. Perkei Gimel Halacha Chaf Gimel. These are the last halachos, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Hei, are the last halachos in Hilchos Nedarim. We could say the final word in Hilchos Nedarim of the Rambam. This is what he says. Misha Nadar Nedarim, and then he adds words again that do not appear in the Gemara. Kedei Lechonein Deosav Uletakein Maasav. Right? The polar opposite of Bederech Iser Vikas. Let's say he is being Noder, which, according to the Psak, we already passed like Gardi Meir. You're not allowed to be Noder, right? But if he does it, L'chonein de'osav l'takein ma'asav. Now remember the Rambam Shmona Prakim, the Derech HaMimutza. Sometimes you have to adjust in order to get the balance back. So you want to be chonein de'osav. You want to cultivate certain proper perspectives. L'takein ma'asav, right? In order to rehabilitate his behavior. Hareza zariz u'meshubach. Remember the Mishnah said, Nidrei k'sherim lo amar klum. Right? Ketzad, Kagon. And he explains, and this could have been right out of Hilchos Deos, even though it's right here in the end of Hilchos Nedarim, because it's all about the balance of the Derech HaMimutza. Misha Yazolel V'Asar Alev HaBasar Shano Shtayin. Person who's obsessed with food, with meat, so he abstains from meat, makes a neder to abstain for a couple of years. Misha Yashoga V'Yayin. Right? He is an alcoholic. The Asra Yain Alatzma Zman Meruba. Rehab, I guess. Right? O Asar Hashichrus Leola. Even better. The Chain. Mishe Rodev Salmonim V'Nival Lahon. Right? He's obsessed with accumulating material goods. The Asar Latzma HaMatanos O Anoyas Anche Medinazu. This is the extreme, exactly as the Rambam describes it in Hilchos Deos and Shemona Prakim. How do you get your balance back when you've tilted too much? V'Chein Mishaya Mitga'e B'Yofyo. He's obsessed with his appearance. The Nadar ben Nazir, who creates the Nadar Melu, Kulan Derech Avoda Lashem Heim. Why does he add those words? For the same reason that he adds the words Kedei Lechonein Deosav Latake Masav. Because in the evidence of the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Rambam is going against the grain. It says there, we pass like Arli Meir, the Darim and the Davos are both negative. The answer is yes, all things being equal, in the context of Derech HaMemutza. But Lechonein Deosav Latake Masav Kulan Derech Avoda Lashem, that's a whole different story. Not only that, the darim are a basis of precious. Where did that come from? That's a Mishnah in Masechet Avos. Just look for a moment at page 6. Page 6, you'll see Mishnah Masechet Avos Parag Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel. Again, I put all these things on the page. Right? They don't naturally spring on the same page. So, the point is, when you see it in context, one in light of the other, you can just see that the Rambam has a unified, comprehensive position here, which is just incredibly, you know, well developed. Rabbi Kiva Omer Schok V'Kalus Rosh Margilim L'Erva Masora Siagla Torah Maestro Siagla Osher Nedarim Siagla Precious Siagla Chachma Shtika. Number one, the whole Mishnah is about what? Control, balance, right? How do you manage some of these very challenging midos? What does Nedarim Siag Leprecious, what does it refer to? We'll see later on how the Ramban reads it. So the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos in Avos says, Yomar, Im Yidar Adam Nedarim Al Dvarim, the Kaineim. If he pledges and he commits and he executes, tusaglo tchunas hahimanut, this will help him develop the ability of abstinence, of abstaining, mimashi yirtza lihimana mimenu, b'tischazek etzlo. In other words, nedarim can be a mechanism, a method of tikkun manasim, especially in the area of restraint. The takel alav haprishus. Ritzoni Lomar, what is precious? Hashmira minatumos. Kamosh Amarna v'chagiga, big day ame aretz, midras, leprushim. So according to the Rambam in Pershim Shnayis Avos, Nedarim, siag leprushus, means that Nedarim is a method or a mechanism that can be used to straighten out, to strengthen a certain midah, the midah of precious, which sometimes needs strengthening, given that you have lost your balance on that particular midah. We'll see later how the Ramban reads it. But the Rambam is reading it as Nidrei Isur. The Ramban reads it as Nidrei Mitzvah. The Darim Siag Leprecious. Well, that's consistent too. But this is the Rambam's more expansive reading. Now let's continue with the Rambam. In Halacha Chav Dalet, back on page 5, finally the Rambam says the other side of the coin. Don't go overboard. Don't go overboard in making the Darim. Before we thought that according to Rabbi Meir, you're always prohibited from making the darim. Now, because we've put the darim in positive light as a mechanism of precious and other such things, the Rambam has to tell you don't go overboard. Right? And listen to how he does it. Afal pi shein avoda, for he said in the previous halacha, lo yarba adam, don't go too much, benidra isur, lo yargil atzma bahem. That has to be Rabbi Meir. Not that it's us under all conditions, but lo yarba v'lo yargil. Ella yifrosh midvarim sheroi lifrosh man below neder. All things being equal, most of the time, when you don't need the darim, avoid them, stay away from them. And then finally, the last halacha in Parakid Gimel, last halacha nukhus the darim, amru chachamim, kol anoder ki ilu bana bama. This is the final word in nukhus the darim. What's he quoting? The Gemara in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara that the Ran said is crucial to this whole perspective. The Avar Benadar, if he does make a neder, mitzvah liyishal al nidro, kidei shelo yemichshal lefana. The only time the Rambam in Yad HaZaka speaks about the takala of nedarim is right here. And even then, it's only that you should be shoel, you should retract the neder if you can, in the case of certain types of nedarim. Benedvar mamurim benidre isa. Aval nidre hektesh, however says the Rambam, nedarim that donate to the Beis HaMikdash, mitzvah l'kaiman. Lo yishol aleim, elamidochak, shenemar, nedarai la'ashem ha'shalim. That's the final word of Hilchos Nedarim. It seems very much against the thrust of the Gemara in Chulin and Nedarim. But the Rambam understood this to be based on the totality of Makoros that deal with this topic. Let's continue. Perek Yud Hilchos Nezirus Halacha Yadalit. This is the end of Hilchos Nezirus. Ha'omer Hareini Nazir, says the Rambam, im ese kach v'kach. Right? If I do this and that, I'll become a Nazir. Oin lo ose, if I don't do kiyotze bazeh, hareza rasha unaziris kazu minaziris rishayim hu. If he does this lightly, that's without any kind of background or justification, he's a rasha, and it's naziris rishayim. Where did you get that from? The Mishnah and the Ches, which says nadar unaziris, right? Only if he wants to be like a rasha. He wants to be like a kosher. There's no such thing. Aval hanodel Hashem derech kedusha, which is the Mishnah's way of saying hanodev l'nazirus, right? Where the attitude is purely lishma, perhaps derech kedusha. Harei zeh na'eh u'mishubach alzeh nemar nezer alakaval rosho kodesh u'lashem. Nazirus can be a chet, right? Like we know that. That's one of the explanations why you bring a korban chatos in the end of the process. Should siar atzma minayayin. At the same time, it's nezer alukav al rosho kodesh ul Hashem. Which is it? The answer is it depends where you are spiritually, what motivates you, what you need to be doing at this point. Are you doing it for self-aggrandizement or to impress others or to cover up some other failing, some other flaw that you're otherwise not facing squarely in your spiritual life? Or is this really a culmination of Derech Kedusha, in which case it's Na'o Meshubach? This is Nidvei Nazir, even though he doesn't call it that, but No Del Hashem Derech Kedusha. The Shaklu Akasav Kenavi, V'akimi Beinechem L'Neviim U'Bachareichem L'Nazirim, final word of Hilchos Nezirus. Let's continue. Hilchos Charamim Arachim V'Charamim. Again, is the very end of Hilchos Arachin v'Charam. Afa pishek deshos v'charamin v'arachin mitzvos. Okay, he's already taken a stand on that. Doesn't sound that way in Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir is talking about nidre gavoa. The Rambam saying, even though donating to the mikdash through the medium of arachin and charamim is a mitzvah, v'roi lo la'adam lahanig atzmo v'dvar melu. Now, look at the key words. Kidei lakuf yitzro, v'loyev kili. In order to, right, get his ego under control, and his yetzer, in order that he should not be miserly. Okay, that makes all the difference in the world. If that's the reason why he is bringing charamin and arachin, that's a whole different story. V'yakayim mashatzivu hanavim kabedas Hashem me'onecha, afa pikein, however, he doesn't want to do it. It's not a problem. See how everything is shifted in the Rambam? If you read Rabbi Meir, and even Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Nedarim, and Rabbi Meir, when it comes even to Nedavos, the impression is, the burden of proof is, everything is asur. It's a chashash takala. You shouldn't do this. Tov, mizel, mizeh, right? Lo, tidar, even if it means lo, tishalem. The Rambam has turned everything on its head. The only thing that's really asur is derech, kas, the iser, or a nazirus, which isn't for the right reason. But anything which is the chodein deos, or the takein masam, or derech kedusha, Or, like he says here, Lakuf Yitzro. It's all part of his Tikkun Amidos. It's all part of cultivating a better religious personality. V'lo Yekili, V'yikayim HaShetzibu HaNeviim, if that's what it's for, so then you have to explain why you're not obligated. Everything is turned on its head. And look what he quotes. When Agmar and Chulin started with this whole discussion here on Day Simon Aleph, what did they start with? Again, if you stop right there, what impression do you get? You should be doing this, but if you abstain, you're not in violation. That's exactly how the Rambam reads it. But the problem is, if you read, continue to read the Gemara, then you read Uksiv, it's qualified by Kohelis, which says, Tova Shaloti Dermish Tidova Lota Shalem, and then it's further qualified by Rabbi Meir, Betanya, Tov Mizeh Mizeh, Inanoda Kalikar. And there are all Paskins like Rabbi Meir. But all of a sudden, the Rambam is going back to the plain meaning of the Pasuk. The genius of the Rambam is that because he's put this in a wider context, he's now able to invoke the simple pshat of the pasuk, even though it's qualified l'halacha by Koheles and by Rabbi Meir. Both are true. If you read the pasuk in Devarim on its own, what we're saying is, this is very constructive, it can be very positive, you don't have to do it. If you want to refrain, you're not a chote. That's true. Of course, when it is going to tamper, tinker with the perfect balance of the Derech HaMimutzah, so then, not only is it lo yeh b'chachet, it's, if you want to avoid a chet, don't do this at all. After all, there's Koheles, there's Rabbi Meir. For the Rambam, both the real pshat, unvarnished pshat, and the context of Koheles and Rabbi Meir, both of these are true, depending on the larger issues in your life. What's fascinating, just as a, you know, it's kind of a phenomenon. If you look at the Radbaz and the Kesef Mishnah and this Rambam, they say the following. Look at the Radbaz. Afa pisha ekdeshus v'charam mitzvah v'chule, hochi mashma besuge kamaisa v'chule. The mitzvah lindor. Lo nadar in bachet. It just, it blows me away. What can I say? Meaning, how anybody could read, this is the Radbaz. I mean, we're not talking about, the Radbaz is one of the Radbaz is the Radbaz. He doesn't need my askar. How anybody can read our Gemara and Chulin and say, yeah, that's what the Rambam's based on. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah lindar, but you don't have to. The whole point of the Gemara is to say, it says hakol, and this is a proof that hakol is l'chatchila, because you're not supposed to do this. You just see how far the Rambam in reinterpreting because of the total picture has gone. And how the Radvaz and Kesef Mishnah are swept away with the power of the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah is the same thing. Afa bishek deshos vacharam in varachin im lo hiktish lehirach v'chulei bereish chulin amrinan hakom arichim v'nerachim nodrim v'nidarim hachinam idu lechatchila v'aksiv v'chitech tal indar lo yebachache v'aksiv tov ha-shalot yidar mishin. This is quoting our Gemara. Tanya, Tomi Zem is Eshen, no de Kalika de Ramir, of Yudoma Tomi Zem is Zen, no de Mishalim. A few lower Kamer, Lebra Arizu, of Lebra Arizu. Okay, he's not saying what the Radbaz says, which is the Rambam is based on the Gemara in Chulin, but he is quoting the Gemara in Chulin without comment, as if there's nothing wrong here. The only one who is bothered by this is the Lecha Mishnah, who puts a lot of this together. Look at the Lecha Mishnah, the next piece. Kasha! What's going on here? Gotzanan beperakamad in Adarim, Kindidre Rishayim Nader, Kindidre Ksherim, Lo Maklum, Nidvosam Bechule, Ubegamar Shaka Vatari. The Mishnah calls Nadarim the work of Rishayim. The Gemara has a Shaka Vataria and says, Kaman Asya Ikrab, Meir Ikrab Yehuda, Benkach Ubenkach, Shamina Danoda Hurasha. The upshot is, says the Lecha Mishnah, you're not supposed to be initiating the darim, of the Adam Kasher, who know they will know there. Why? Duma also de Takala. Upaska Rabbeinu le Mishnah Zu, the Perak Aleph Milchus le Darim. The Rambam himself paskas like Rabbi Meir. So how come all of a sudden it's as if he's, you know, speaking in a different world. Im kein echkosot kan rabbeinu da'erach, meaning arachin is mitzvah hakol neder hu iser, vim herich esatzma haru neder v'asu l'dei takala. But he gives most of the end, not all of the answer. He doesn't pick up on the Shmona Prakim and the Mishnah in the Darim, but in Shlomo, rabbeinu kasa b'sof v'chos nedarim, dim aneder l'chavein de'osa, v'chein ha'nezirus mipnei shu mizgoa b'yofyo, hu tov, v'zeh shekasa rabbeinu kan, la'adam shemargish ba'atzmo kili. If you look at the Rambam, each place he adds words, each place the Rambam subtly is refuting the evidence or answer or qualifying and therefore formulating the issue and the evidence. V'zeh shekasa rabbeinu kan, la'adam shemargish ba'atzmo kili, v'kenei lakuf yitzro, yasokein kemosha kasa, v'kenei lakuf yitzro, v'leya kili. Av'adam she'eno kili, if he doesn't have a problem of being miserly, Vaday shaneder lo eno tov, v'havin nidra v'shoim. U'ledakte gzu, kasav rabbeinu v'perakka, all the way in the beginning of the Chos Nedarim, she'enak sher nodim b'derech yisur v'kas, klomar, avlim hayu l'chavin deyosav, put it together with the end of the Chos Nedarim, vaday hu tov kemosha kasavnu. So if you look at the total picture of the Rambam, you can see the Rambam didn't just look at the Gemara in Chulin, and just at the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Tes. He also looked at the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Ches, about Noder being a Zariz, and the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Chav Beis, about a Noder Kilubana Bama Hamakaimo Kilu Makriv Alav. He understood this based on the Yerushalmi in the end of Nedarim, Lo Dayecha. He understood that this is part of the bigger issue of balance in religious life, the Derech HaMimutza, and hence he added the perspective in each case to justify how we're to understand the psukim and the evidence. Yeah.
If you're willing to take substantial risks or have a different view of human nature, the whole idea, for example, by an alcoholic, of being no there and therefore forcing oneself to desist,
right,
is offset from the other side, the risk that the alcoholic who cannot resist will now not only go off the road, but also be over on the netting.
Absolutely right. I mean, he is taking, he obviously thinks these are risks worth taking in the context of Derech HaMimutza. That's why I say it's fascinating that the Rambam, even though the Gemara in the Darim uses the language of Takala, the only time that the Rambam in Mishnah Torah in this context uses the expression Takala is when he talks about being Shoal Al Neder. I suspect that the Rambam understood the words Takala, even in the Darim, as referring not to the danger of violating particular Isurim, which gets you to the problem of, are these internal or external? Why are you going to give up Nedarim because you're worried about some other Easter? Right, that whole problem. But rather, he understood the issue of Takala, meaning a Takala in the life or in the enterprise of developing your religious persona. So I think you're right. There are some risks, but the Rambam will say these are risks worth taking to achieve Derech HaMimutza, which is the program, the ambitious program of balance in religious life.
Well, I just think that anybody mention Vayidur Yaakov Neder Leimor.
Okay, so they do. Tulsus discusses Vayidur Yaakov Neder Leimor. Tulsus here, just look here on Beis Lebeis. Tulsus discusses this. And then I wanted to finish up with the Ramban, and then we'll move on. Two things. If you look on Tulsus on top, Beis Lebeis, the Masla Abal. Towards the middle. Beis on Beis. Through Masal at the top, Tosis Aval. You see where you have, it's about two thirds of the way down, and across from it is brackets Lav Dafka. Everybody have that? Okay. If you want, I can do the other way. 3, 6, 9. It's about 12 or 13 lines from the bottom, counting up from the bottom of the piece. Im Tomar. Lurab Meir. The ain tov she he no day v'mashalim kalikar, afilu maybe kivsaso lazara, lahaylish nabasud in the darim heich achu Yisrael shlamim b'midbar. Tulsa has two interesting questions. According to our Meir, we discourage even the davos, not just the darim. Remember, we discussed already the sugya later on, which says that in the midbar they ate basar shlamim. They only ate basar shlamim. They couldn't eat basar taiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So how could they do that? After all, you're not supposed to be no Dave. I'm only supposed to bring Korbanos Chova, not Nedarim or Nedavos. That's a good question. So his answer is, I should not tell you, the Ramban's answer to that question is, no problem, because if you do it B'derech Hillel, the Me'ilah proof method of bringing Nedavos, then it's fine. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, also be fine. Yeah. The Tosfos answers very interestingly, B'yei Shlomar, Kivin Shenefsur B'in Nacher, the Basar, since this is the only way to eat Basar, have a Ki'ilu Tzivalem Amakom Lechai De Shlomin. It no longer is an Adava. It's like the Rabbeinu Shalom created a Tzivui. That's Tosfos' answer to this question. The Ritva answers a little bit differently. The Ritva says, listen, the problem is when you have a choice, if it's Miutar, you have a gratuitous nadava, a gratuitous neder, risking it is inappropriate. But it's not gratuitous if this is your only way to eat, or to eat meat. Okay. I mean, the point is that if we already acknowledge that eating meat is a legitimate human craving, we'll say. It was Mi'ila proof. Meaning he brought his animal and he didn't make it hektish until right before he was ready to do the hakrava. So the Ramban says, even Rabbi Meir will agree that that kind of nadav is fine.
And making it hektish is a mile.
Yeah, and they're making it a karva. So that's another answer, but we'll get to that in a second. What are you asking about? Yidar Yaakov Neder, right? So that's the last line of Tosfos. Yom Tomar. V'aksiv Yidar Yaakov Neder. And we're being told that the Dharma are no good. Uksiv, Asher Nadarti, Ashalema. Right? So Tosfos has a very important answer. V'yishlomar, to the Shas Tzara, Shari. Can I mean in Bereshit Rabbah? V'yidah Yaakov Neder, Leymar, Ledoros, Shunodrim, Be'ez Tzara. Meaning, there are times of crisis where it's worth the takala. Because that's an expression sometimes. It's something that galvanizes your will and your sense of confidence. It allows you to move forward in a time of crisis. There are exceptions, even according to Rabbi Meir, to this idea of Nadar. That's a very important idea. The Ramban has a different answer to this question. Let's turn to the Ramban for a moment. Ramban says something else. Ramban says this limitation, you shouldn't be no Dev and no Dave. He says that's only true in two areas. One is Nidre Iser, which the Rambam was very liberal about. Turns out that the Rambam, that if I want to increase my Isurim, Macholos Asuros, Bios Asuros, other Asuros, as long as it depends on my motivation and my needs, according to the Rambam. Even though we pass him like Rabbi Meir, it's very, very qualified. Rabbi Meir almost gets lost in the Rambam's psak. It ends up being, right, one dimension, maybe even the minority problem or issue. That's the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says, Siag, that Nedarim, Siag, Lepricious, refers to Nidre Yisr. The Ramban's view is very different. The Ramban says the following. This whole sugya of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, number one, it excludes for sure Nidre Yisr. Nidre Yisr are always a burden. They should be avoided. However, the bigger chiddush is that even Nidre Gavoa, Korbanos, according to Rabbi Meir, should be avoided because of the potential takala. But why is that? The Ramban says because the counter pressure of bringing a Korban relative to the risk is very small. Why? Shamoa mizevach tov. More than your Korbanos, the Rabbanu Shalom is interested that you should be careful and avoid takalos. In other words, like all the Nevi'im said, Lamali rov zivchechem, right? Yeshayan, Yirmiyan, right? Amos, and everybody, all the Nevi'im are saying, don't hide behind Korbanos. Korbanos, you're not saying Korbanos are not important. Korbanos are one of the most important things. They're a major avenue of Avodas Hashem. But what they are saying, ironically, goes back to the Rambam's perspective, but in a different context. Namely, for somebody whose adherence, allegiance to the mitzvos, right, is beyond question, so then the korbanos are icing to the cake. And Nidre Gavoa in particular. But if it comes at a risk, then stick to the chiyuvim. Don't do anything more than that. That's the Ramban. Look here at the Ramban for a moment. However, he says, that's true for Nidre Gavoa, of Karbanos. But what about Nidre Tzedakah? There already, there is counter-pressure. Because it's not just your relationship with the Ribbono Shalom, about which he could say, Shaboa Mizebach Tov, or Lama Li Rov Zivchechem, if it doesn't come with Tzedek and all the other manifestations. Here we're talking about Aniyim. Here we're talking about the Beis HaKnesses. Here we're talking about the local yeshiva. The counter-pressure to support them is huge, says the Ramban. Therefore, the Ramban says the whole sheet of Rabbi Meir doesn't apply to tzedakah. Where do I see this? This is clear. Look at the Ramban, page 5. Page 5. You see Chiddush Ramban, the first piece?
Yeah.
Masechet Chulin. Go to the second paragraph. The Hikshu B'Tosos. Rabbi Meir, Heichachu Shlomim B'Midbar. Remember we read that in Tosos? Udvarenu, Ochu Nadavus Kehillel. Number one, the Ramban says, I don't have any problem, because I think that if they do Hillel methods, then the Nadav is fine. The Heim Amru, they answer, Shenesru B'Basa Taiba, Hikshu B'Shlomim. Fine. Od Hikshu, B'Ksiva Yidar Yaakov, B'Ksiva Yidar Yisrael, B'Ksiv Nadru Shumul Hashem, Alokechem Kol Sivivar, Tirtsu Devshas Tzara Shaini, Kamosha Rabagada, Vayidu Yaakov Neder, Leymar, Leymar the Doros, Shunodrin Devshas Tzarasa. Then says Rambam. The Linira seems to me, Shalom Osran Elevikachim is Veyach. This whole problem, Vayidu Yaakov Neder, is not a problem at all. Because the only problem is Nidre Hektesh. Shema Yaboli De Takala. The Eber Karbonos Tzorech Legaboa. Karbonos doesn't need your Karbonos, and he doesn't want you to take this risk. He considers the risk to be reckless, a reckless disregard to the more basic obligations. Kedichsiv, Hinei Shamoa, Zebach Tov. Fascinating perspective. Very Mechudash, this is Ramban. Aval Tzedaka, Vilahafrish Iser Laniyim, Ein tzorech lomar lekiyum mitzvos, the Gemara daf ches in the darim, right? Where you're reinforcing your obligation to do other mitzvos. Nishvayim v'nodrim. And what does he quote? Kiditznan? The darim siag l'precious. For the Ramban, the darim siag l'precious refers to nidre iser. For the Ramban, it refers to nidre tzedakah. The Ritva quotes this Ramban and goes further and says, that's why, even on Yom Kippur, we have appeals in the shul. He says, because this isn't Rabbi Meir's halacha, on the contrary. Nidre tzedakah is a kiyum in avoda. And in his comments in the Sugya Nedarim, he says, and not just on Yom Kippur, Shabbos and Yom Tov too. I don't know what that means, every Shabbos and Yom Tov. Either way, clearly, fundraising for purposes of tzedakah, where there is counter-pressure, emerges. Now, the Rambam would certainly agree, but for the Rambam, goes even further. For the Rambam, even Nidre Yisr, and of course Nidre Tzedakah, that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin said, even Nidre Gavoa. So basically you have three major shitos. The Bali tells us to say, Takala, Takala, Takala is everywhere, you really have to worry about this whole issue. Even then, there's a better Gershon, better to be no there, the better to give, just don't be no there. Then you have the Ramban, who's mechalik between Nidre Gavoa and Nidre Tzedakah, but certainly excludes Nidre Yisr. And then you have the fascinating, complicated sheet of the Rambam, which is about Nidre, which is about Nidre Yisr as well, namely Nidarim Siag L'Precious. Okay, let's continue for just a minute. Let's make a little more progress in the Gemara. We have another 5 minutes or so, and then we'll. Next week we'll continue. We'll start with some Minyane Hanukkah, and then we'll continue what we start with today. Okay, we're continuing on base on the base. The Gemara says as follows. So, what is this Mishnah referring to? Oh. So the Gemara says Amar Rabba Bar Ula. That's really what we're up to. Amar Rabba Bar Ula. What's the Mishnah talking about? This is Hakol Shochtin Ushritasan Sheva. Hakol sounds like Lechatchila. Shitasan Kshera sounds like B'diah. What does it mean? So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, everybody have that?
Yeah.
Hachi katani. This is what it means. Hakol shochtim afilu tamei bechulin. Even a person who's tamei, right, can do the act of shechita. He can shech the chulin. So the Gemara says tamei bechulin maila memra. What are you talking about? If somebody, if we're dealing with chulin, there's no concept of isur latamei. Tumah is a concept that applies to kadshim and to truma, things which have kedusha, but chulin which doesn't have kedusha, there's no issue of tuma. So the Gemara says, "Bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh." Some kind of situation where somebody, Rashi explains, let's say he wants to become practiced in treating kadshim, in being careful and being scrupulous about guarding his kadshim. He wants to practice for the Beis Hamikdash, etc. So he treats his chulin, he commits to treat his chulin like kadshim. That's called chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. So if we're talking about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, the kasaba already holds that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh dami, and therefore the chiddush is that even though it's chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, still a chatchila he can be shochet. So Gemara says, well, how will he do that if he's trying to ensure that this doesn't become tamei? Because chulin al taras hakodesh, so if he shacks it, it'll become tamei. So the Gemara says, "Ketzad hu osa?" What does he do? Maybe sakin aruka, takes a long knife. The shochet ba kedei shelo yiga b'basar. As long as he's not touching the basar, it won't become tamei. In a couple of lines, the Gemara is going to ask the question: if it's a metal knife, and we're talking about tumas neis, maybe it should be matame anyway. There's a principle of cherev areu kachala, which we'll speak about not for so long, but very briefly, because it's a very fascinating idea. Either way, the Gemara explains. What about the second half of the Mishnah, which says ushchitasa in shachat shchitasa in shera ubimukdashim? That refers to actual kachim. Lo yishchot shema yiga bebasar. Even though you're using a long knife, here we're already worried that maybe he'll touch it. Im shachat biomar barali shelo nagati. But if you checked it and you say, I'm certain that I was careful, that I didn't come in contact with the basar, shchitaso ksheira. Chutz mikheira shota v'katan, as opposed to shchitas keira shota v'katan, an incompetent person or a minor, tafila b'chulin gredi, the ebed nami lo. Who, even if he's talking about pure chulin, never mind chulin al taras hakodesh, is not allowed to shech at all. Shema yishu, shema yidrasu, shema yachlidu, lest he ruin the act of shechita. The kulin sheshachtu ahaya, and what does it mean when it says the kulin sheshachtu shechitas and chair? What does that go on? Ilei macherushot to the katan halah koi. It shouldn't have said what it says. It should have said the im shachatu biboile. It should have said as part of the continuation sheacherushot to the katan are no good. The im shachatu and acherim ro no sam in the presence of a gadol, then it'll be good. Ela must refer at tamei the chulin. Person is tamei, but it's chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, which it shouldn't do lechatchila. But b'diavad, if it's being witnessed by somebody else and they see that it was done properly, it's no problem. So the Gemara says amris lechatchila nami shachet. He said that doesn't require the witnessing or supervision of anybody else. You're allowed to do that just because, since it's only chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, we believe you. When we say lo nagati, ela atame b'mukdashim, it must be a tame who's trying to shecht kadshim. The Gemara says that too. But barley sagi, if he says that it went fine, I didn't touch it, we believe him even without a witnessing audience. So the Gemara says the leisei kaman de deshayla. The problem is that the guy is not there; he's not present, and therefore we're not capable of asking him whether or not things went well. So if somebody else witnessed, then it's fine. If they didn't witness, and we're not sure, then it would be possible. Then the Gemara says, "Hai tamei bimukdashim mehachinafka." This Mishnah is talking about shechting kadshim, a tamei shechting kadshim. That comes from this Mishnah. Mehasam nafka. There's an explicit Mishnah in Zvachim to that point, which says, "Kol apsulim sheshachtu, whoever is possible to do avoda." But did the shechita? Shechitason kshera. Shashchita kshera. Bezarim, benashim, bavadim, betmeim. Shechita, which is the first of the four stages of bringing a karban, doesn't require a kohen It doesn't require a tahar, and so on and so forth. So we already know this rule, that in theory, a tame could shecht even in kachim, as long as he's using a long knife. Vafila b'kachim kadashim, u'bavadchali u'tmeim, nogim b'basar, as long as he doesn't actually touch the basar. So the Gemara says, hacha ikar, hasam ayididitana sharpsum. The main source of this idea that a tame is kosher to do shechitas kachim, as long as he doesn't touch the basar, is our Mishnah. There it's mentioned agav urcha, or so therefore tanadami tame b'muktash. Ibai same, the other perspective is hasam ikar. There really the main theme is this idea, and that's where we learn the halacha of tame b'sakan aruka shechting kachim de b'kachim kai, because it's a kachim context. Hacha aida de tane tame b'chulin taninami tame b'muktash. We already discussed this question, and the Shita B'Kabetza says it here. He says, isn't this strange that our Mishnah would be talking about Kachim when the servants are talking about Chulin? And I put it together with another question, what is Chulin doing in Seder Kachim? And this has to do with the relationship between Shechitas Kachim and Shechitas Chulin, whether or not Shechitas Chulin isn't also a way of introducing a level of Kedusha and Avoda into regular Shechita, which I think is what's going on. Okay. Well, we need to discuss, we're going to stop here right now. Next time in these few lines, I want to discuss very, very quickly a couple of issues. Number one, is there any value in treating Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh like Kodesh? Do we paskin shvei l'halacha? What are the implications of it? That's one issue. Number two, Tulsa has some very interesting, several interesting questions here, but one in particular. And that is, we're worried about the basar becoming tamei, right? The problem is, when the shechita knife touches the basar, the animal's still alive. But we do a shechita of an animal. The animal's alive. Something that is alive is not makabel tumah. So if it's not makabel tumah, then what's the problem of this whole Gemara? So basically, Tosus discusses an issue which sounds like it's a very esoteric, and it is a kind of esoteric issue, but it's one which actually is very, very relevant. Tosfos discusses what is the status of mifarcheses. Mifarcheses means the animal was slaughtered, but it's still thrashing around. Basically, the issue on an animal level is there something between life and death? And this is a very big issue, obviously, in the broader issue of halacha. Is there something in between life and death? What?
My students in class.
Yeah, exactly. But all kidding aside, it's a very serious issue, obviously. So what is the status of something which has been shechted, but is still thrashing around? Le'inyan, Tumas Ochlin, Tumas Nevela, right? And on a human level, if you quicken the death of someone who's in this in-between state, is that murder? Obviously, this is a big issue. There's an application of it, the idea of brain death. It's not exactly the same, but obviously a very controversial issue in halacha today in terms of organ transplantation. We're not going to go into that, but there's a parallel to that. Is there something in between life and death? We'll speak about that and some of these other issues next week, together with Hanukkah.